He'll be doing that. He calls it that. He has several more planned after that. He's a freak. He's a doll, though. He'll be here at 1, and I think at 2 o'clock I'm going to play an entire hour of Johnny Cash stuff. Thank you.
loving guy. And I'm also someone, however, who's got a job to do. Children. I'm a loving guy, and I'm also someone, however, who's got a job to do, and I intend to do it. And this is a terrible moment, but this country will not relent until we have saved ourselves and others from the terrible tragedy that came upon America.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Make no mistake.
gentlemen, our heroes will now open the marketplace, the green button.
It's my hope that in the months and years ahead, life will return almost to normal. To go back to our lives and routines, and that is good. Even grief recedes with time and grace. But our resolve must not pass. Each of us will remember what happened that day and to whom it happened. We'll remember the moment the news came, where we were, and what we were doing. Some will remember an image of a fire or a story of rescue. Some will carry memories of a face and a voice gone forever. And I will carry this. It is the police shield of a man named George Howard, who died at the World Trade Center trying to save others. It was given to me by his mom, Arlene, as a proud memorial to her son. It is my reminder of lives that ended and a task that does not end.
We want the world the kind of organizations that conduct these terrorist activities make for difficult targets. It is not as if you're going after an army in the field or you're trying to destroy cities or fixed installations. They're also a thinking army. They know what they've done, they know when they're going to do it, and they know what consequences might be coming back in their direction. So you have to consider you're dealing with a very, very skilled, knowledgeable, thinking enemy. And we just have to think better.
Every nation,
that faster than that,
in every region, now has a decision to make. Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
A sensible way, with all of the weapons at our disposal, and one of those weapons is military force used in an appropriate way. It's not so much the size of whatever military response you might have, but does it do the job? Does it get to the heart of the problem?
Today we're talking about the mobilization of reserve and guard troops. Such a mobilization is a strong symbol of this nation's resolve.
This war on terrorism is going to take a while, and the American people must be patient. I'm going to be patient.
After all that has just passed, all the lives taken and all the possibilities and hopes that died with them, it is natural to wonder if America's future is one of fear. Some speak of an age of terror. I know there are struggles ahead and dangers to face. I will not forget the wound to our country and those who inflicted it. I will not yield. I will not rest. I will not relent in waging the struggle for freedom and security for the American people. The course of this conflict is not known, yet its outcome is certain. Freedom and fear, justice and cruelty have always been at war, and we know that God is not neutral between them. But this country will define our times, not be defined by them. As long as the United States of America is determined and strong, this will not be an age of terror. This will be an age of liberty here and across the world.
But I can assure the American people, I am determined. I'm not going to be distracted. I will keep my focus to make sure that not only are these brought to justice, but anybody who's been associated will be brought to justice.
It is my hope that in the months and years ahead, life will return almost to normal. We'll go back to our lives and routines, and that is good. Even grief recedes with time and grace. But our resolve must not pass. Each of us will remember what happened that day and to whom it happened. We'll remember the moment the news came, where we were, and what we were doing.
Some will remember an image of a fire or a story of rescue. I have a message for our military. Be ready. I've called the armed forces to alert, and there is a reason. The hour is coming when America will act, and you will make us proud.
We believe is responsible. But when you look at the list of candidates, one resides in that region. So without waiting for the whole body of evidence to be ready for us to make a judgment and presentation to you, I think we're acting in a prudent way by talking to those governments in the region. We're looking at those terrorist organizations who have the kind of capacity that would have been necessary to conduct the attack that we saw on the 11th. We haven't yet publicly identified the organization we believe was responsible. But when you look at the list of candidates, one resides in that region. So without waiting for the whole body of evidence to be ready for us to make a judgment and a presentation to you, I think we're acting in a prudent way by talking to those governments in the region. We're looking at those terrorist organizations who have the kind of capacity that would have been necessary to conduct the attack that we saw on the 11th. We haven't yet publicly identified the organization we believe was responsible. But when you look at the list of candidates, one resides in that region. So without waiting for the whole body of evidence to be ready for us to make a judgment and a presentation to you, I think we're acting in a prudent way by talking to those governments in the region.
I have a message for our military. Be ready. I've called the armed forces to alert, and there is a reason. The hour is coming when America will act, and you will make us proud.
I just have to kill a lot of people.
Some will carry memories of a face and a voice gone forever. And I will carry this. It is the police shield of a man named George Howard, who died at the World Trade Center trying to save others. It was given to me by his mom, Arlene, as a proud memorial to her son. It is my reminder of lives that ended in a task that does not end. Every nation has a decision to make. Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists. It is my reminder of lives that ended, and a task that does not end. Decision to make. Tom or Lincoln, either you are with us,
memorial to her son,
or you are with the terrorists.
It is my reminder of lives and ending.
Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, our heroes will now open the marketplace, the green button.
Struggles ahead and dangers to face. But this country will define our times, not be defined by them. As long as the United States of America is determined and strong, this will not be an age of terror. This will be an age of liberty here and across the world.
Der kostbarste Besitz auf dieser Welt aber ist das eigene Volk. Und für dieses Volk und dieses Volk wollen wir ringen und wollen wir kämpfen und niemals erlahmen und niemals ermüden und niemals vertragen und niemals verzweifeln. Der kostbare ist auf dieser Welt aber, ist das eigene Volk. Und für dieses Volk und um dieses Volk wollen wir ringen und wollen wir kämpfen und niemals erlahmen und niemals ermüden und niemals vertragen und niemals verzweifeln. Der kostbarste Besitz auf dieser Welt aber
Senator Daschle, Speaker, Senator Lott, and Representative Gephardt have really showed that in times of emergency and crisis that our government can function in a way that is just exemplary, and I want to thank them for coming down. I'm also so pleased to accept the invitation of the Speaker and the leaders to come and address the Congress tomorrow night.
Next month,
I look forward to the opportunity
when the United States of America
to explaining to the American
fires
people
the largest booster in the history of the world into space for the first time, giving us the lead, fires the largest payload into space, giving us the lead. It will be the largest payroll, too.
Who would do this to our great country? And why? Why would people choose America? A lot of our citizens have got a lot of questions about what has taken place on September the 11th and subsequent to that. And I owe it to the country to give an explanation. And I want to thank the Congress for giving me a chance. I can't think of a better place than to talk about freedom and the battle to maintain freedom in one of the greatest halls of freedom, and that is in the United States Congress. So thank you for the invitation. I accept wholeheartedly, and I will see you all tomorrow night. Tonight we are a country awakened to danger and called to defend freedom. Our grief has turned to anger, and anger to resolution. Whether we bring our enemies to justice or bring justice to our enemies, justice will be done. I will not forget the wound to our country and those who inflicted it. I will not yield. I will not rest. I will not relent in waging the struggle for freedom and security for the American people. The course of this conflict is not known, yet its outcome is certain. Freedom and fear, justice and cruelty have always been at war, and we know that God is not neutral between them.
This year will come of age in the 21st century. What kind of society, what kind of world are we building for them? Will we ourselves be at peace? Will our children enjoy a better quality of life? Will a strong and united America still be a force for freedom and prosperity around the world?
Tonight, there is every sign that the state of our union is sound.
Will we still be listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza? Until 2 o'clock this afternoon. The answer will become evident. And when the people gather together and adjust their computers to visit the webpage located at the address counterfolk.com/last ever, then they will know. Then we will be a country banding together, standing for freedom of the airwaves, standing for truth, justice, and live collaging. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza will be going on the air today at 2 o'clock. Pay no attention to the Johnny Cash tribute that you'll hear in your normal radio. To find out more information about Ken's last ever radio extravaganza, please call me and tell me more information about Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. I don't know what's happening. What about other shows? What about shows that don't sound like this? I'm afraid.
Max Stirner said, "Everything sacred is a tie, a fetter. Cut your ties and enter the liberated space. In our anti-government zone, labels are for food, closets are for clothes, and all power belongs to the individual. Enter the liberated space, Thursday, 6:30, 91.7 FM, Co-op Radio, Austin, Texas."
No matter what I achieve, I always have this irritating sensation of emptiness and futility.
Oh yeah, I hate that.
I want to be awed by my own accomplishments. I want to be compared to great men. I want to change people's minds. I want to set trends, destroy preconceptions, be loved by beautiful women. I want the image I have of myself and myself to become one. No matter what I achieve, I always have this irritating sensation of emptiness and futility.
Inboard,
Thank you.
Why do you work?
Because I can.
Do you work a lot?
As much as I can.
Why do you work as much as you do?
To escape the emptiness of my own life.
What are you afraid of?
Not being able to work.
What are the obstacles to work?
Indecision, indifference, fear.
You know, you work and you work. And you make sacrifices. You try to get up on your own two feet, by yourself. So no one can hold that against you. And when you make it, when you accomplish it, they take it away. Or worse, they prevent you from working. They don't let you do what it is that you're good at. They didn't want to hear about you when you took a subway to work.
Cut off.
Now you take a cab, and you pay for it with your own money, and now they want to make you feel guilty for trying to work yourself to death.
Repeat after me.
It's ideals we defend, not territories.
His heart is in his mouth. One who does what must be done.
One who does what must be done.
Without concern for rewards.
Without concern for rewards.
Is a man of renunciation and discipline.
I'm good at what I do.
Discipline.
Discipline.
Is what men call renunciation.
Is what men call discipline.
Renunciation.
Renunciation.
No man is disciplined.
No man is disciplined.
Without renouncing willful intent.
No man is disciplined.
He has no principles. He's not even patriotic.
It's ideals we defend, not territories.
Repeat after me.
It's ideals we defend, not territories.
His heart is in his mouth. One who does what must be done.
One who does what must be done.
Without concern for rewards.
Without concern for rewards.
Is a man of renunciation and discipline.
I'm good at what I do.
Discipline.
Discipline.
Is what men call renunciation.
Is what men call discipline.
Renunciation.
Renunciation.
No man is disciplined.
No man is disciplined.
Without renouncing willful intent.
No man is disciplined. He's hopeless.
Repeat after me.
It's ideals we defend, not territories.
What's he talking about?
His heart is in his mouth.
One who does what must be done.
One who does what must be done.
Without concern for rewards.
Without concern for rewards.
Is a man of renunciation and discipline.
I'm good at what I do.
Discipline.
Discipline.
Is what men call renunciation.
Is what men call discipline.
Renunciation.
Renunciation.
No man is disciplined.
No man is disciplined.
Without renouncing willful intent.
No man is disciplined.
Repeat after me.
It's ideals we defend, not territories.
Sorry.
One who does what must be done.
One who does what must be done.
Without concern for rewards.
Without concern for rewards.
Is a man of renunciation and discipline.
I'm good at what I do.
Discipline.
Discipline.
Is what men call renunciation.
What they call discipline.
Renunciation.
Renunciation.
No man is disciplined.
No man is disciplined.
Without renouncing willful intent.
No man is disciplined.
States. Repeat after me.
It's ideal to defend that territory.
One who does what must be done.
One who does what must be done.
Without concern for rewards.
Without concern for rewards.
Is a man of renunciation and discipline.
I'm good at what I do.
Discipline.
Discipline.
Is what men call renunciation.
What men call discipline.
Yes.
Repeat after me.
It's ideal to defend that territory.
The United States leadership.
One who does what must be done.
One who does what must be done.
Without concern for rewards.
Without concern for rewards.
Is a man of renunciation and discipline. Repeat after me.
It's ideals we defend, not territories.
His heart is in his mouth.
One who does what must be done.
One who does what must be done.
Without concern for rewards.
Without concern for rewards.
Is a man of renunciation and discipline.
We've got Bush. We've got Bush.
Repeat after me.
It's ideals we defend, not territories.
His heart is in his mouth.
One who does what must be done.
One who does what must be done.
Without concern for rewards.
Without concern for rewards.
Is a man of renunciation and discipline.
I'm good at what I do.
Repeat after me.
It's ideals we defend, not territories.
His heart is in his mouth.
One who does what must be done.
One who does what must be done.
Without concern for rewards.
Without concern for rewards.
Is a man of renunciation and discipline. Repeat after me.
It's ideals we defend, not territories.
Have to kill a lot of people.
And
one who does what must be done.
One who does what must be done.
Without concern for rewards.
Sure. Without concern for rewards.
Is a man of renunciation and discipline.
I'm good at what I do.
This time. Repeat after me.
It's ideals we defend, not territories.
Talking about his heart is in his mouth.
One who does what must be done.
One who does what must be done.
Without concern for rewards.
Without concern for rewards.
Is a man of renunciation and discipline.
I'm good at what I do.
Repeat after me.
It's ideals we defend, not territories.
Tonight we are a country awakened
to danger. One who does what must be done.
One who does what must be done.
Without concern for rewards.
Without concern for rewards.
Is a man of renunciation and discipline.
I'm good at what I do.
1990. Repeat after me.
Son, it's ideals we defend, not
daughter,
territories.
Grandson, grandchildren.
One who does what
will
must be
applying
done.
To the colleges of this state
without concern
in a number
for
three times.
Without concern for rewards.
What they
a man
do today.
Of renunciation and discipline.
Our airports will serve five times as many passenger miles. We will need housing for 100 million more people and many times more doctors and engineers and technicians than we are presently producing. That is why we're trying to do more in these areas. As in the 30s, Albert Thomas and Franklin Roosevelt and others did those things which make it possible for not only Texas, but the entire United States to prosper and grow as we do in the 1960s. In 1990, the age of space will be entering its second phase.
We want President Bush to know.
And our hopes in it to preserve
the
peace. To make sure that in this great new sea, as on Earth, the United States is second to none.
Distribution, you are go for staging. Inboard cutoff.
Inboard engines out.
I'm inboard cutoff.
That was downrange 35 miles, 30 miles high. Standing by for the outboard engine cut down now.
Staging. And ignition.
S4B is go.
11 Houston, thrust is go. All engines, you're looking good.
And Roger, you're loud and clear, Houston.
Follow 11, this is Houston. Slightly less than 1 minute to ignition, and everything is go.
Roger. Ignition.
We confirm ignition, and the thrust is go. Apollo 11, this is Houston at 1 minute. Trajectory and guidance look good, and the stage is good. Over.
Apollo 11, Roger. 35,000 feet per second. Cut off. Going velocity 35,570 feet per second. Altitude 177 nautical miles.
Okay, Houston, Apollo 11 had set and gave us a magnificent ride. Roger, 11, we'll pass that on, and it certainly looks like you're well on your way now.
Seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Ken's last ever radio extravaganza.
Oh, you're good at 1 minute.
It's drifting to a close.
We're through the region of maximum dynamic pressure now.
Yeah, I'm still down here.
And I'm glad I could join me. For this final.
Set 8 miles downrange, 12 miles high. Velocity, 4,000 feet per second.
Stand by for mode 1, Charlie. Mark, mode
which
one,
reminds
Charlie.
Me about
Mark,
next
Charlie.
Week. Wednesday, October 1st, during the night time at 6:30. Set your clocks. Move them ahead to 6:30 right now. Wednesday, October 1st. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
Downrange 35 miles, 30 miles high. Standing by for the
I only just tuned in right now. So it's my inclination to go to the webpage called counterfolk.com/last ever. And I'm going to listen to last night's show. I am going to listen to the show from 5 years ago. I'm going to listen to next year's programming on KOOP Austin, 91.7 FM. This time and only this time, you have been listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. If you don't have a computer, you can email me at ken@counterfolk.com. Or in just a few minutes, for those technically inclined, you can call up the station, 512-472-KOOP. Speak to the live human being. Now, I'm not talking about Gary.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Power clear.
Roger, all.
Die intellektuellen Hechten haben mir den Mut gegeben, dieses gigantische Werk zu beginnen. Aber das kann ich sagen. Den Mut habe ich nur gefasst, weil ich zwei Schichten kannte, den Bauer und den deutschen Arbeiter.
Nearly 9 months have passed since the day that forever changed our country.
Yeah, everything looks good here.
We're at 1350 on the start, Bob.
Set 8 miles downrange, 12 miles high. Velocity, 4,000 feet per second.
Stand by for mode one, Charlie. Mark, mode one, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Cliff Charles, we're taking a staging status.
This is Houston, you are go for staging.
Inboard cutoff.
Inboard engines out.
Come inboard cutoff.
Downrange 35 miles, 30 miles high. Standing by for the outboard engine cut down. Extravaganza. Cut off. Showing velocity 35,570 feet per second. Altitude 177 nautical miles.